This is Risha calling back with Emergency Roadside.
Yes.
Okay. Was just calling back to alert. I do have a driver who isn't going to charge any other fees unless the car doors are locked. Are they unlocked at this time?
Oh, my God. No. They locked, too.
Oh. He was the only one I had.
Because it was out there for a while, and I didn't want to leave it unattended to, so I don't even know. I'm probably going to have someone go out there, but then I don't even know how that person would get home. So, let me see. One moment.
Okay.
Is there any way I can get someone to go out there and then give you a call back?
Yes, ma'am. What we'll do is I'll just leave it open. And it's underneath your name and phone number. So when you call in, instead of, you know, giving everything else, just let them know you have an existing dispatch and give them your phone number.
Okay. Thank you.
Okay. And what I'll do is I'll still try to call around. I see a few other drivers who are just getting off dispatches.
If he got a ticket anyway, there's no keys in it. If there's no keys in it, he's going to have to push it up on there anyway. So I'm not sure why he's going to need the door open, but I don't know.
What they would have to
do is tell him that there's no key, that it is locked, and see what he can do.
Well, I did. I called him twice. First time he completely declined because there were no keys. I called him back again. He said he'll do it as long as the door is unlocked, because he does have a way of getting the vehicle into neutral without causing any damage. So he wants those keys. He's on the edge of not accepting the call.
Okay, so let me get someone out there to the vehicle so they can get back. I'll call. So when I call back, they'll know it's the same provider. It won't be a different provider. I'll just get the keys out there.
That's correct. I have everything notated, and if any other agent has confusion, what they'll do is they'll just send it over to me personally, and then I could just dispatch it.
You can't call me back at 2?
Well, I can't promise I'll call you back at 2 because I do have a meeting at 1:45. So what I can definitely do is I'll leave a notation to myself, but I definitely can't guarantee we'll be out of there by then.
Okay, well, thank you so much for your help.
All right, I do apologize about that inconvenience there, ma'am.
How long would it be if you dispatched somebody there now?
He is not far at all. He's about 45 minutes.
And so the address I gave you, was that close to there?
That's right, that 133 West Pineview. He's relatively close by. He's working on something within the area. I believe he will be heading out maybe towards Orlando on his next call. So he's not going too far.
Okay, so I'll try to get someone out there. I'll just have to call back. Okay.
All right, well, I will leave it open and we'll wait for your call. You have a good one.
Okay, you too.